I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 28th. A proposal to establish fiscal safeguards, reserve protections, and financial transparency in Quincy continues to be discussed by the Quincy City Council. The Finance Committee last night approved four amendments offered by at-large Councillor Susan Yuan to the proposed ordinance that would require the administration to provide compliance tracking, provide a written explanation about spending, automatically place financial expenditures on the council agenda, and prevent the City Council from approving spending until the administration complies with the ordinance. Mayoral spokesman Chris Walker said more time was needed to review the legal aspects of the ordinance before the administration takes a position on that proposal. The issue remains in the Finance Committee for further review. All branches of the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy are closed today and tomorrow. For a computer system upgrade, the library's shut down yesterday and will reopen on Thursday. The library says they're launching a new online library catalog system that's designed to improve search capabilities, online account management, and a mobile-ready interface, making browsing and borrowing easier. Patrons will not be able to search the catalog, place new holds, renew items, or update their accounts during the shutdown. A memorial service will be held for former Quincy Mayor James Sheets next month. The city has announced the public service will be held on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. in the Richardson Room of the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center. Sheets died in January at the age of 90 in his hometown in Pennsylvania. Sheets served as mayor from 1990 to 2002. And was the longest-serving mayor at the time. Sheets was also a Ward 4 Quincy City Councilor, a state representative, and an instructor at Quincy College. A celebration of life service will also be held at a funeral home in Jefferson, Pennsylvania, on June 20th. Sheets is survived by his wife of 66 years, four children, and 10 grandchildren. The Quincy Police Department will be collecting donations for the Special Olympics at a Quincy Center restaurant tomorrow. Patrons of Aviva Trattoria will be asked to make tips to police officers from 4 to 8 p.m. in support of Special Olympics of Massachusetts. Officers will be waiting tables and collecting those tips. Other area police departments will also be joining Quincy officers during the fundraiser. Well, gas prices in Massachusetts have officially reached the $4 mark for the first time in more than 3 years. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in Massachusetts hit $4.03 on Sunday and then rose again yesterday to $4.05. A month ago, the price was $3.78. The good news is Massachusetts remains below the national average, which was $4.11 yesterday. Oil prices rose yesterday as hopes for a peace deal between the U.S. and Iran dimmed, and shipments through the Strait of Hormuz remain severely restricted. Even if oil shipping resumes in the Strait of Hormuz, experts have said any drop at gas stations would likely take a couple of weeks. There has been discussion about putting the gas tax in Massachusetts on hold during the price surge, but Governor Healey has refused to comment on that. All of her Republican opponents in the governor's race support a pause on that tax. Last time the average gas price in Massachusetts was $4 a gallon was back in September 2022. That was just months after the state set a record high of $5.05 a gallon in June of 2022, according to AAA. Rideshare drivers would face more rigorous background checks, and riders would get more ways to verify they're in the right car under new rules proposed by Massachusetts regulators that they say would lead the nation for passenger and driver protection. Other requirements under the Department of Public Utilities proposal include children under 16 needing to be accompanied by an adult in a rideshare. annual driver training for things like safe driving and helping riders with disabilities, and regular checks for whether rideshare vehicles have been recalled by their manufacturer. Uber and Lyft are among the five rideshare companies, which the DPU calls transportation network companies, currently authorized to work in Massachusetts. More than 104,000 drivers are currently certified in the state. The DPU already conducts background checks. It says it's conducted more than 800,000 since 2017 and issues civil penalties to the companies if they're not in compliance with state law. With the publication of the enhanced regulations, the public, including drivers and other stakeholders, have until July 2nd to give feedback in writing, and the DPU will hold two public hearings as well. The governor yesterday announced the activation of the Vineyard Wind contracts, pledging that the venture will save Massachusetts customers a projected $1.4 billion on electricity bills over the next 20 years. Vineyard Wind is an 806-megawatt project located 14 miles off the coast of Massachusetts. It's been producing power since January of 2024. The project began construction in late 2022. Massachusetts was the first state in the country to move forward on a utility-scale offshore wind project. This past winter, Vineyard Wind lowered electricity prices by competing in wholesale markets, consistently offering lower prices than other sources, according to the governor. Yesterday's activation of the utility's contracts on behalf of Massachusetts customers further lowers the price of electricity generated by Vineyard Wind. The contracts are expected to provide customers in Massachusetts an average of 1.4 cents per kilowatt hour in direct bill savings at a price that's less than half of peak pricing we saw this winter. The governor says the project has created nearly 4,000 jobs and delivered $1.94 billion in total economic output. The project will reduce carbon emissions by more than 1.6 million metric tons per year, the equivalent of taking 325,000 cars off the road annually, or to burning more than 3.7 million barrels of oil. State officials said offshore wind is a critical energy source in the Northeast and is uniquely positioned to meet the New England region's winter peak demand for electricity. Demonstrators filled the steps of the State House yesterday, urging lawmakers to pass and expand the PROTECT Act, a bill that would set statewide rules for how local and state agencies work with federal immigration authorities. The bill's already passed the House, but advocates are now pushing the Senate not only to approve, but to go further. They're asking for an end to harmful collaboration between local law enforcement and ICE, expanding access to optional virtual court proceedings, and improving the visa process for victims of domestic violence and human trafficking. Though critics argue the bill could go too far, some Republicans say limiting cooperation with federal authorities could create safety concerns and complicate law enforcement efforts. For now, the bill's future rests with the Senate, where debates expected in the coming weeks. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 62, the NASDAQ rose 50, the S&P is up 8. Shares retreated in Asia. The dollar was down, the euro was down, and oil is up to $120 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox shut out the Blue Jays in Toronto 5-0 last night. They're back at it tonight at 7:07 p.m. And it's the Celtics and Sixers in Game 5 of the NBA playoffs, 7 o'clock tonight at the Garden, with the C's leading the series 3-1. And it's also do or die for the Bruins tonight. Their Game 5 of the NHL playoffs in Buffalo with the Sabres at 7:30. It's make or break tonight as the Sabres lead that series 3-1. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and a high near 60. For tonight, cloudy and a low about 40. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, high of 58. Thursday, rain and some scattered showers. High Thursday, 56. Cloudy on Friday with a high of 54. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves, northeast winds at 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide at 9:58 a.m. Sunrise 5:42, sets at 7:39. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 28th.